Hello, welcome to the sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. You can tweet me at @a_Ouellette31. My co-host,
Morgan Mance. You can tweet me at @MorganMance1.
Just some housekeeping before we start this episode. Make sure you click that follow on the Blog Talk Radio website to keep to be updated with when we are releasing new episodes. Today we got done our QB, got done our wide receiver, and we thought, why not throw a third one out? We're enjoying it, we're doing this for fun, why not throw a third one? So for this third one, we were going to go tight ends, but then we started joking around. Can we even name 20 tight ends? So we decide it's easier for us to name defensive units. So we decide to do top 16 defensive units and then our top 8 kickers as well. So it's going to be a combo of that. So let's start off. Let's start off on the defensive unit side. Do you want to give us your top 16 to 11?
Okay. My number 16 defense, Green Bay Packers. 15, Pittsburgh Steelers. 14, Buffalo Bills. 12, Chicago Bears. And 11, New Orleans Saints.
Okay. I feel like we got different units. I'll start off 16, Steelers. 15, Bears. 14, New England Patriots. 13, Lions. 12, Panthers. 11, Chiefs.
This one's going to be an interesting one.
Where do you want to start?
As a Patriot fan, that's some hard shade on your defense.
14, Matt Patricia is gone. He's now with the Lions. And I'm just wondering what Bill Belichick's... what he's got up his sleeves. I just feel like... later on, like my 1 to 10, those are solid defensive units, I feel like that. I feel like haven't... taken a downgrade. I think they've gone better. I'd say they got better or they stayed the same.
But Bill Belichick, he's always got some move.
True. I get that, Bill Belichick.
One defense I want to touch up on, and it could have been my 16. It fell in as my 15 because that's my team. But the Steelers,
they barely make mine.
They're a team that, you know, they have a good defensive line with Tuitt and Hayward.
Yep. Linebackers.
Linebackers, they were just starting to catch a groove when they got TJ Watt, Vince Williams,
Shazier. Bud Dupree.
And then everybody knows the tragic thing of Ryan Shazier. Thank God he's still alive. But it's always been a problem, the Steelers' secondary.
Yeah.
And if you were going against a team like New England, I wouldn't suggest slotting in Pittsburgh as your defense that week.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get burnt hard.
Well, even in that playoff game when the Jaguars and... Steelers played, they were a different team. Their middles were weak, really weak, but just the Steelers, they're usually a good defense. But so I just respect wise put them at 16.
You got the Panthers there?
Panthers 12. No, whoa, I've got Panthers doubled. What am I doing here?
See, I have Panthers at 13. You know, they got some vets on the line. But, like, you can't forget, in my mind, Luke Kuechly has got to be top two. It's an argument for me between Luke Kuechly and Bobby Wagner, I would say, are the two better linebackers in the league. So,
yep, I agree.
Like, just the Panthers,
you like the Dontari
Poe, and then you got Peppers. He's old, yeah, I get it. But he's a stud. He's going to go down as one of the greater ends in the league. He's going to definitely be a Hall of Fame guy. For guys coming up underneath him, he's going to help them in many ways. So that's why. Plus, the Panthers, they're not a slow-mo team.
Yeah.
They're
fast.
They're not going to be a team that just is like, oh, we're playing the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. I had to fix my list. I had a double add Panthers. Okay, 16 Steelers, 15 Bills, 13 Lions, 12 Pats, 11 Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Where did the Chiefs go? They lost Marcus Peters.
They picked up Kendall Fuller from the Redskins, he's a good corner. He definitely played well last year. I think replacing Marcus Peters, I think it was a good move. He's less of a character issue. And other than that, Eric Berry's coming back healthier. And just that Chiefs defense is usually a strong defense.
So when we were making our lists up, you kind of frowned upon and said, oh my God, really? About my 16th choice of the Packers?
Yeah. Oh.
Clay Matthews. Haha, Clinton Dix. I've been a Clay Matthews fan forever. He's sick. He's so strong.
They don't get a pass rush.
Yeah, but Clay Matthews.
If you're just looking at as a fanboy being Clay Matthews.
Because Clay Matthews is one of the top premier right outside linebackers.
He's not premier.
If he could play on the Steelers, man, switching back to middle, we're looking good.
Switching him back to middle.
Well, they got to do something because Steelers GM thinks, our middle linebacker goes down. Let's draft a safety.
Oh, that's true enough. Looking at this Packers. We're using the CBS fantasy football app this year. Last year, the Packers were points against 384, 37 sacks, which is a down year, 11 interceptions, down year, and 10 forced fumbles. And another stat, I do not know what it is, but they were looking at their board, like their fantasy points per game. They were all over the board. Like week one, 15 points against the Seahawks. Then they go at Atlanta, 3 points. And they were just kind
of... Yeah, for sure, for last year, Packers, I had them in the last year one. They were a team that was an up and down thing, but I would say if you're averaging 12 to 18 points on your defense, that's a solid defense, I would say.
Yeah, I get that. Who else? Bears.
I have Bears at 12. I like the Bears because the Bears have good corners. Mukamara is not a slouch. He's a guy that just didn't quite have the spot.
I think he'd be a poor man's... Like, if he was on another team, he'd be a 2. He wouldn't be the guy, which you could argue who's one. Is it Prince Mukamara? And I think they still got Fuller.
Yep.
Kyle. Is it Kyle?
Kyle Fuller.
Yeah, I think they still have him. But they also added Roquan Smith, who's an explosive linebacker. So, yeah, Bears, my only issue is how much are they going to be on the field? Like, with this new offense starting off right away, are they going to be on the field a lot until that offense finds its groove and then the defense gets a break? That's my only issue.
All right, so I don't want to get into a verbal fist fight here. I think we should go 10-1. Let's get into a fist fight. Say yours.
Okay. 10. Correct. This is correct this time. Panthers at 10. 9, Saints. 8, Texans. 7, Ravens. 6, Broncos. 5, Chargers. 4, Eagles. 3, Rams. 2, Vikings. 1, Jags.
All right. So mine is 10 Chargers, 9 Cowboys, 8 Texans, 7 Patriots, 6 Falcons, 5 Broncos, 4 Eagles, 3 Vikings, 2 Jags, and Rams 1.
Want to start off at the top at 1?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I look at the Rams. I see why you're putting them at 1. I see Nakamba Dasu. I see Aaron Donald. I see Marcus Peterson. I see Aqib Talib. And you're thinking, oh my god, these guys. What are all of their issues, though? Character. They're all characters. And it's one of those things. Is this going to clash? Is it going to look ugly? Because the last thing you want is Rams are in a close game. Marcus Peters throws a little fit. Takes a bad call. Causes them a penalty. Causes them a first down. Looking at that Jags. Why I argue for the Jags. Last year, I had him. I was more high on Giants, but now coming into this year, the Giants are the Jags are my number one defense. They were amazing for me last year. I'm pretty sure one game against Pittsburgh, the Jags outscored Bell and Big Ben combined. One of those games when Big Ben threw a couple of picks, but Jags, I'm feeling it. They didn't change much for this defensive unit. They kept the core. So I'm feeling like they're grown a year. One more year with them. So they're having that connection. Versus when that Nakamba Dasu and Rams defense, Aaron Donald, all those guys, they may not be on the same chemistry level yet.
So I see where you're coming from when you say the Jags, they're a unit that gels. They didn't change very much from last season to going into this season, so they should just be, everybody should know each other's strengths and weaknesses. But man, the Rams, that's 4 big names.
Yeah.
But again, with you saying they, it looks just to me that the Rams right now have the best team on paper. But really, at the end of the day, when you look into character issues, Aqib Talib usually has one or two flip-outs where he's punching somebody every year. And Nakamba Dasu, everybody knows he's a notorious dirty D-tackle. He's going to step on your ankle if he has the chance. Yeah. He's going to fall on you when it's not necessary. Like he, and then those guys taking dumb penalties, that might why people don't want to take the Rams at number one for their defense.
And that's why Vikings are ahead of the Rams, because they are another year together. It's been 2 years together. I enjoy that.
The only thing I see with the Vikings is they got Harrison Smith. They got Xavier Rhodes. Who else for their secondary? Who are guys that are like who's...
Trey Waynes.
Yeah, but Trey Waynes is one of those guys that he hasn't really shown. Like he's not. He has for the past 2 or 3 years now. He's been 4-3, 4-3, 4-3. He can't, like, he wouldn't slot in as anybody's two.
Yeah, I see that. But then you look at that defensive line.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Vikings got to have one of the best D-lines in the league.
They have Jefferson. Jefferson or Joseph. Joseph.
Joseph is their D-tackle.
But played for the Jets for a while. Got traded to the Seahawks. Shenner Rankin? Not Rankin. It's not. Give me a second. But go ahead, Cowboys. I want you to...
The Cowboys, I put them 9 in the sense that they're... I would think they're a strong defense, but like you based talked on in your first podcast, I put them 9 as in if they pick up Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They are going to be a defense to be reckoned with. I just think that Earl Thomas brings something to that team that they need and they want. And I just think if that's why they're slotted as 9 for me, they would probably be higher. But I just think that, like you said, it's time for Earl Thomas to move on. The Legion of Boom is no more. Me and you both made this list and Seahawks weren't even crossing our minds.
Sheldon Rankins.
Okay.
Used to be a Jet and a Seahawk. He's now on that line. So you have Joseph, you have Rankins, you have Everson Griffin, and you have Hunter. Pass rush.
Yeah, they got some big names on the line. So Texans. If J.J. Watt can stay healthy.
J.J. Watt, Clowney, and Tyrann Mathieu. Top five, then.
If they can all stay healthy, but then again, they're all guys that get hurt every time.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, when's the last time he finished a full 16-game season? Tyrann Mathieu, I would say
when healthy,
top. I would say top five. Top five safety in the league. When healthy. And Clowney, he's unstoppable when he's healthy.
Yeah, he's starting to click. But the big issue is Clowney's been starting to click, but J.J. Watt hasn't been there. So it's health. Health is the Texans' reason why they make 8 for me. Saints, you had them at...
I had them at 11.
I have them at 9.
You know, Saints could have been one of those teams that could have slipped in between my 10, 9, 11. But, like, all I really see on the Saints is Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore. You got Jordan, who's a pass rusher. Linebacker in core might be the weakest position. But they've got 2 very good young safeties. Yeah, 2 very young safeties. They drafted Davenport, who's supposed to be... He's got some working to do, but he's a good rush end. I'm just high on that kind of whole Saints team. I think they're going to be hungry. Especially that defense. They are going to be looking to prove that, yeah, it was a fluke tackle. But they should have been there.
All right. You want to switch to kickers? Or you want to look at... If we're not switching to kickers, I want to look at the Eagles. Man, their defense. Oh, my gosh. Just... If we're talking lines, I'm saying Vikings, number 1 D-line.
Oh.
Eagles, number 2 D-line. Their pass rush in the Super Bowl? Oh my gosh, man.
Did you know? I don't know if you do know. Michael Bennett was traded to the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got that. You got that in consideration.
So you've got Michael Bennett.
You got Long.
Long.
You have Burnett, who's a young guy that strips
out. Is Cox still play there?
Yeah, Cox and Timmy Jernigan, who's a defensive tackle.
So, just saying in those names.
Yeah.
The pass rush, man. Not as good as the Vikings, but the pass rush.
Where do you rank the Rams then? Well, the big things about the Rams is outside, because I believe they're still going around a 3-4, so Darnold and Nakamura Sue are going to be interior guys.
Yeah. Well, I would say Darnold, he's a big enough guy to play in the interior. He was drafted as a defensive tackle,
yep,
wasn't he? Yeah, so.
And he's quick.
If we're just talking D-line, like I say, Vikings, and then Eagles. But if we're talking individual guys as pass rushers, Aaron Donald is definitely the number one guy.
Chargers. If we're talking D-line, Chargers.
Joey Bosa,
Melvin Ingram, not Mark Ingram. Messed that one up on our running backs. Pardon Mark Ingram, Melvin Ingram. Defensive tackle might be their weakest position there. But yeah. Speaking of this, I have Broncos at 6.
I have Broncos at 5.
That's another scary D-line. You have a Bradley Chubb who is looking like to be a monster. Some people could argue that he was coming out of college. He's better than Garrett, who was the first overall selection for the Browns. So pairing him up with... I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Wolf.
No.
He still plays there, though, doesn't
Wolf,
he?
Wolf still plays there. Von Miller. I can't believe I was blanking on that. Him and Von Miller. Even having Von Miller on the other side, it's going to get Bradley Chubb some looks. And Wolf is good interior. I'm not too sure who's else in there for interior. But that D-line, that defensive unit... The reason why they're at 6 is because they did lose Aqib Talib.
So they lose one secondary guy, but then Bradley Roby, he just steps up.
Yep, but then who's there for 3? Like, we're not too sure.
And yeah, I would say Bradley Roby would be more of a
poor man's 2.
Yeah, and he's a guy that covers the slot guy, I would say, because he's quick.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to put Aqib Talib against a slot guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to put Aqib Talib against a Brandon Cooks. So, I'm good with defense.
Defense? Okay. Let's get on to kickers. This, we just did 8. We've got 8 guys in our league. So, just thinking. So, I'll go first. 8-1. 8, I've got Elliott. 7, I've got Lutz. 6, I've got Bryant. 5, I've got Bailey. 4, I've got Butker. 3, I've got Zerline. 2, I've got Tucker. And number 1, I have Gutskowski.
Alright, me, I got Lutz at 8. Bailey at 7. Bryant at 6. Old boy Adam Vinatieri at 5. Zerline at 4. Tucker at 3. Matt Prater at 2. And Gostkowski at 1.
Let's talk about 2, because off air you made a case for this guy.
So Matt Prater last year, I had him in fantasy last year, and he was and I the way I kind of looked at it was, I drafted my kicker in a sense of, did I think that the Lions were going to go in and score a touchdown every time they were down there? Are they are a good red zone threat team? So I drafted Prater, and he actually averaged from like 8 to 12, sometimes 14 points a week. And that's huge on my kicker.
And that's why I have Bailey at 5. Because Bailey is the Cowboys kicker. I'm feeling this offensive unit may be stalling at sometimes. They get to the red zone, but stall. Bailey comes on, kicks the field goal.
And that's kind of the same reason why I have Adam Vinatieri on this list. you know, he's a stud, and I still think he's clutch at 45.
45 years old. But
the Colts, if Andrew Luck, I think he's going to be a stud coming in off his injury. But if I'm wrong, and he's stunted, and he can't get it going,
then you got...
Vinatieri is going to be kicking a lot of field goals. And what do they have for a red zone threat? They got rid of their best red zone threat last year in Dwayne Allen.
They brought in Eric Ebron from
the Lions.
Yep.
I just still think that Vinatieri is going to get...
You're thinking the Colts are still going to stall on offense?
If... The way I'm saying is if Luck doesn't come out flying and hungry and he just can't get that rhythm going, Vinatieri's job this year is going to be a heavy load for 45.
Yeah. Kickers are kickers, kind of. They are forgotten sometimes, but sometimes you lock out and they show up. Tucker and Gutskowski, I was thinking about switching. Maybe as long as the Julian Edelman suspension is going on, maybe not Tom Brady's fault, but the wide receivers around him might struggle, so I feel like they might be kicking a little more.
You know, I hate to say it, but Gutskowski is the best kicker in the league. He is. He definitely is. He's
Gutskowski. Yeah.
He's so consistent. But like, to play on Bill Belichick's team, you better be consistent, or else he'll just find a new kicker.
Oh yeah.
But one guy that actually was on my list and then I ended up taking him off was Mason Crosby. Why? Because
he's kind of falling apart. He's,
you know, in the past couple of years, he's fallen off the train. But, like, before, he was, like, the kicker in the league.
Yeah.
And, like, I was jumping around maybe 8, maybe 7.
Trying to sneak him in.
Yeah, but, like, I couldn't. I like Crosby, but just maybe time for retirement.
Well, we're getting close to the end of this episode. I think there's not much. Let's kind of flip back to the defense. Defensive team that you thought, because we did it with the kickers right there. Guy, that defensive unit that just missed it. You just thought, I don't know if I could pick him in, but I thought, you know what, no, 16.
Well, you have them on your list, but I just thought no, because their main guy on their roster is 35 years old, and I'm saying the Baltimore Ravens. They don't even make my top 16.
Ravens, I've got up to 7.
And I was surprised about that. T. Sizzle, 35 years old, leader on that defense.
Oh, no. C.J. Mosley.
No way. It's all in T. Sizzle.
No way. Okay.
But that's a team that bounced around for me. They probably could have made my 16, but that was a heart, not a head, for Clay Matthews.
Okay. 2017 season. Points allowed, 303. So quite lower than your Green Bay Packers. 41 sacks, 22 interceptions, 16 forced fumbles. And that defense didn't really change overly.
Yeah, they didn't change, but they got older. What? Jimmy Smith, getting older. T-Sizzle, getting older.
Okay. This is just looking at the back to the why I think Jags are number one. We're kind of jumping all over around this podcast. 268 points allowed, 55 sacks, 21 interceptions, 17 forced fumbles. That's year one of this unit being together. Looking at year two, will they put up this great amazing? No. Well, I don't know. I want to say
it might actually be better. It might actually be worse. Why I could say it could be better is because I feel the defense is going to be on the field more this year.
Yeah.
They lost their two main wide receivers. Blake Bortles, you never know with him. He's a guy that could be an up guy. He could be a guy that's a down guy. Or like if the Rams, if just
McVay's system,
like if Jalen Ramsey got hurt, does their defense fall apart
for the Jaguars?
Yeah, without Jalen Ramsey gets hurt for so, 8 games this season.
Boye steps up.
Can their defense still be that top level defense?
Well, I think Boye this year is could be a number one on any team. How he's on that team with Jalen Ramsey, those two are number ones. Unless you're looking at like maybe a Patrick Peterson team, then he of course Boye is too. But I don't really know their depth. Maybe I could see it, but that defensive line, they get pressure.
Yeah, Calais Campbell, he's pretty sick.
Calais Campbell, Darius, a defensive tackle.
From the Bills?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh my. Well, and then they got that
Flower Jr.
What's that? Well, maybe he doesn't play there.
No, biggest probably loss for this Jaguars defense is Paul Polesny did retire. So they do have a hole kind of in that middle.
See, this why I asked the Jalen Ramsey question is because this year, jumping all over the board again, talking about this, but that's the test for the Steelers now. They lost their main guy. Are they going to still be able to keep up?
Kind of weird, kind of. It is. We're looking at the defensive unit. You guys did draft Edmonds, the safety. He's more of a strong safety, but he is a bigger guy. Is he possibly a middle linebacker kind of guy?
Are you thinking they drafted him as a safety, but they're going to switch him over?
Yeah. Because he is taller. Could add in weight. Could he play middle? Maybe, because you gotta look at your safeties then. I don't know who your free safety is.
Mike Mitchell. And then Morgan Burnett picked up this offseason.
Yeah, who is a strong safety, I believe.
Yep.
And I feel like Edmonds is also a strong safety, but do they move Burnett to a free safety? I prefer Edmonds and Burnett to be strong safeties, but do they kind of explore Edmonds move into that like middle linebacker, like what the Cardinals did for Buchanan?
Yeah.
Do they? Because I feel like Edmonds is a bigger body though. It has maybe more of the size to move down to middle.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a tough season for the Steelers.
You're thinking about wrapping it up. I don't really.
That's all I got for kickers and defense.
It's hopefully we can get done tight ends soon. But thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. Tweet me at @A_Ouellette31. My co-host.
I'm Morgan Mance. You can tweet me at @MorganMance1.
And have a great night, and thank you for listening to The Sideline.